I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast based on the National League South. But not for very much longer. With me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan, John Cadogan. Yes. We are the official away kit sponsor of champion footballer Liam Davis.
Liam Davis.
Which is very exciting.
Exciting news on that front as well.
A bit later on. Very excited, aren't we, John?
Very excited.
Giggly about it.
Very excited.
We're excited as we are because Talk United won the league at the weekend, John.
We won the bloody title.
If you're listening to this, he probably knew that anyway.
Are you trying to suggest that this podcast has been weighted towards Talk United recently?
My wife, John, says, when she listens to it, she says, you've got to stop saying it's not a Talk United podcast.
Yeah.
Because it is. And I'm here to say, John, she is a liar.
She's wrong.
We cover many other teams in the National League system.
League and South.
Yeah. And we say the National League North.
We do.
And we Solihull Moors.
We've got fans.
We've got a fan. Mr. Garley supports Northampton Town.
We devoted minutes to AFC Fylde last week.
The Coasters.
Yeah.
We were looking at the National League paper this week.
Yeah.
We both bought it again. We've upped their circulation.
Forgot to bring it with me, which would have been quite useful.
I got the only one left
in Sainsbury's Richmond. Or it might be the only one they stocked, to be fair. I might have taken someone else's.
That's what it's like in our one. Yeah, there'll be some non-league bloke going in. Just me normal non-league paper, please, Janet.
It's gone, I'm afraid.
What? Yeah, it really is non-league. It goes quite far down. I'd say it goes too deep.
It was far too deep. I found myself reading about Bishop Stortford.
Yep, I had a kick around with my son in the back garden the other day. That was in there. But also, John, there's another job this week in the non-league paper. Secretary required for the Essex and Suffolk Border League. Applications are invited, John. Please write to Mr. Dick Degville. You write to him if you want to be the secretary. And I think if I don't get the file job, I'm going for that.
You're in touch with Dick Degville. I like the match report of Solihull Moors, Havant and Waterlooville, which we'll come to in a minute.
Yeah.
In the non-league paper, written by Colin Stoner. A mellow afternoon.
Very nice day there.
Solihull Moors, in the corner playing the sitar.
We must say, John, we're a bit blown out, aren't we?
I'm a bit. Can you hear? I've got a cold. I'm on the come down.
Should be a great celebration this episode of the podcast, and it is. But it's very much, as they say, after the Lord Mayor's show. Let's have some news, right? And then we'll talk about Talk United and the National League a little bit later on, because I've got something to remind you of, John, that I think has gone by the wayside, and I think you're going to be very excited to remember, are the Foffs and the dear listener. But first, John, what's coming up in the podcast this week? We're in these new studios. It's like I couldn't get in today, could I, John?
couldn't get in the building.
Like the moneymaker never existed.
It was a bit unedifying, to be honest, to watch a once great staple of the company being refused access by the security guards.
Tell us what's coming up in the podcast, John.
Well, what's coming up in the podcast? We've got that. We've got Talkie Corner, obviously. Talkie may Corner, touch on a few things that have happened. But exciting news about Easter Monday, which we can't wait to bring you. Ivor Dooney?
Ivor Dooney.
Is possibly going to crop up, I think.
I think Ivor Dooney, we're going to call him, are we?
We might give him a call because Truro have been caught in some quite controversial news of late, which we'll bring you up to speed with in a minute. A few others. Something happening with the bridge as well, I saw. The Tamar Bridge.
Tamar Bridge.
Something going on
price
there.
Price is going up, John. Apparently.
Yeah.
I have to ask Ivor about that. He's not going to be happy, is he?
And Cornwall up in arms, I saw, about them. This is the most Cornish story in the world. They're up in arms about the weather forecasters being stood in front of Cornwall on the map.
That's
the most Cornwall story.
Well, I will say, if you've ever been Cornwall, it has all the weather all the time. So they don't need to give Cornwall a weather forecast because they just go, all the weather here.
It's all happening. And we've got letters. And a voice from the past in Talk United history. He's been quiet of late for obvious reasons, but he's going to come back with one final flourish just to sign off before he says goodbye forever.
Don't have to talk about him ever again.
He doesn't want to be talked about ever again, but he just wants to make one final point and then disappear off into the sunset.
Get on with his development, John. That's all it is. Good, John. Well, let's have some news, shall we?
Well, a very, very decisive one. Maybe not decisive, but a pivotal weekend, shall we say, in the National League. Lots of stuff happened. Salford continued their push for the National League title with a decisive 3-0 victory over Maidenhead. A late goal by Wrexham substitute Jermaine McGlashan secured a 2-1 win at Barnet, guaranteed Wrexham a playoff spot.
They can slump in the playoffs.
AFC filed, though, their promotion. Their promotion suffered a bit of a setback with a ridiculous 2-1 defeat to already relegated Braintree.
Yeah, I can tell what the problem is there. Lack of recruitment.
That's it, isn't it? If only they had someone...
They need, John, someone in charge of recruitment who has an in-depth knowledge of the National League and the National League South and ignores the existence of the National League North.
Dover, they secured National League survival. They scored 3 goals in the final 17 minutes, coming from 2-0 down to beat Barrow 3-2. Ricky Modeste completed an incredible turnaround. He'd probably say it wasn't that good, though.
Doesn't like to talk about it.
Not that bothered.
He's not talking about the fact they've stayed up.
Yeah.
That's a ball ache tripping it, Dover away.
Oh, I've done it a couple of times.
The Crabble, though, John.
Crabble.
Hey, we can dust off all the old jokes from last year. People will not remember what we said last year. We just go over last year what we have about Dover and Crabble Apple.
Aldershot, however, though, they were relegated.
Aldershot.
From the National League. 1-1 draw at Hartlepool. Not enough. Even an assist from our old friend Reagan Booty for their goal.
They were down weeks ago, John. They're no good. They've had the season we had last year.
Yeah.
They thought they were too big to go down.
F***ed it.
Older shit. Down with the whacking.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
I mean, as you know, I don't think Woking are going up. I think they've absolutely bottled jobs and they've absolutely bottled it.
Solihull Moors, though.
What the hell's happening there?
Beat Havant and Waterlooville, as our old friend Colin Stoner told us in the non-league paper. 3-2, they beat Havant and Waterlooville. A last-minute winner. It was a mad game, but they scored right at the end to beat Havant 3-2.
I think something happened.
I'm surprised his match report was as detailed as it was. He must have got it all.
I was busy getting some skips.
Boreham Wood, they confirmed their National League status.
Yeah, remember when we went Boreham Wood, John? Guy Nabuyu's.
He's infamous little...
Where is he at the moment, John? Let's
Iceland.
Look him up.
Iceland.
Back in Iceland, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mum's been there. Hold on. There we are. Back there, is he? Have you looked?
Yeah.
You
I
sure?
Looked the other day, yeah.
Gynabuyu. Who's he playing for? He plays for Greeks. You're a liar, John.
Oh.
Plays for Greek Football League side, Heracles, as a forward. Let's see how he's getting on, shall we? He went to Iceland, played 8 times, scored no goals.
Yeah.
But
that
this,
sounds like
hey, our guy. John, things are looking up. Heracles, 9 appearances, 2 goals, John.
Hey,
he's
that's
one in
not
three.
Bad.
27,000 capacity. Owner is Tom Papadopoulos. So in no way conforming to any
stereotype. Yeah.
There we are.
So yeah, Boreham Wood confirmed their National League status. Beat Harrogate 1-0. Harrogate had Liam Kitching playing for them. And as the defenders say there, if you can't stand the heat, get it out to kitchen.
Yay, nice. I like it.
Chesterfield have had a really strong finish, actually, since John Sheridan took over. Martin Allen sacked. They eased to a 4-1 victory over bottom club Maidstone. I think they're going to be the ones to watch next season.
Do you?
Chesterfield. I think they're going to be right up there.
Cheetahfield.
Leighton Orient, though. The big story, really, of the weekend, they remain top. They won 2-1 at Sutton. Have you seen their winning goal? They scored a last-minute penalty late in Orient after the homekeeper for Sutton, Ross Warner, went mad.
He started did keepy uppies, didn't he, John?
And then sort of gave away the ball, fouled the striker. Penalty.
Looking for a move.
Scored. Orient midfielder James Dayton shown a red card for throwing his boot towards the referee. He went down injured with a suspected broken ankle. He was on a stretcher. Took out his frustration by taking off his boot and hurling it on the ground and was shown the red card for the ref. So a bizarre red card. But yeah, that leads Leighton Orient top. And then Salford, Solihull, Moors, Wrexham, Fylde, Harrogate and Eastleigh in the playoffs and relegation already confirmed.
Do you think the top three are the top three there, John?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you think Wrexham will fight a late comeback?
No.
Is that the end of the news, John?
Do you want National League South?
Well, yeah. What is it called?
National League South?
South. Okay, yeah, I don't remember it. That's Bath, what I like about the South.
Bath nil, St Albans 3, bit of a shock result there. Mm. But St Albans sort of creeping their way up the table.
Are Bath could be in the playoffs, John?
Bath,
definitely.
Well, they're only in there by 3 points and St Albans are creeping up.
I am going to enjoy watching how the playoffs pans out.
I think it'll be really entertaining. Dulwich 3, Hungerford 1, so Dulwich basically safe.
They are safe, aren't they? Yeah.
Gloucester 1, Billericay 4. Gloucester were leading. Second half hat-trick from Moses Emmanuel for Billericay. Hampton 2, Wealdstone 1. Slough 1, Welling 0. So even Welling dropping points.
Welling.
Ooh. Which probably made it an all right weekend, really, for Woking to drop points. So they lost 2-0 to Chelmsford. If it was going to happen weekend, it's probably a good weekend.
I don't feel as full of hubris. Is it hubris I'm full of?
I don't. Is it?
I don't feel like we need the laughter anymore.
No,
we're up
no,
now,
no,
John.
I can
it
lose
just
that.
Feels like it just feels like we're bullying them now.
Yeah.
I think the pressure will be so high on them.
I'd like to
in
see
the
it.
Playoffs.
It's good to see. Yeah.
They will fail.
It's good to see Alan Dowson after the loss to Chancellor still doing that. I think we'd be okay. Like, I didn't think we'd do anything wrong. I still think we'd get promoted. The bloke's a madman. And then
You texted me on Sunday. I think we were both watching the Liverpool game.
Yeah.
And you said, Martin Tyler sounds furious.
He did.
Loved it.
And then Tuesday night, it was Truro 1, Concord Rangers 3. After
the replayed game.
After the debacle. Of the postponed game the other week.
We'll hear from an insider at the club.
We will
later on. But I'm pleased. I liked Concord when we went
so
there.
So did I. I'm pleased I did as well. Did he? Something we never mentioned was that original postponed.
Yeah.
Truro Concord.
Oh yeah.
One of the match officials who was sort of tending to the injured player on the ground was Chris Rea.
Was it?
We saw it on Twitter and then we never did anything with it. I thought it was worth...
We did no Road to Hell stuff.
Well, that's it. As I was going to say, that's how we got to Truro. He took the Road to Hell, obviously.
No Driving Home for Christmas.
No.
What other Chris Rea songs do you know?
Auberge. Do you know what? The player was called Herve as well. We should have done that. Oh, Herve. And the National League North happened as well.
Oh, come on, John. Let's at least say something about
no,
that.
No.
Come on,
look
John.
At the time.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Truro bloody city. What's on? Ivor Dudley speaking. How's it going on?
Ivor, it's John here from the National Obsession.
Hello there, John. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yes. Very excited, yes, very excited.
You're sounding remarkably chipper because...
Very excited, but lovely to be back at the club, eh?
Yeah, but I was going to say it's all kind of, it's gone to shit a bit recently, isn't it? And the fact that you lost last night to Concord and you're right down in the relegation mire.
We're having that replay though, John. We're having a replay down there.
Again?
We're going to have the replay again, yeah.
Because it's already, this is the second time the match has been played now. Yeah. You've been losing... Yeah. You were losing the first time, got it called off.
Yep.
You've just lost in the replay.
Well, if we were 1-0 down and our player got a bit injured and we thought, well, we'll wait 3 hours for a hospital to send an ambulance. And then it bloody didn't. And we won a Polish ambulance, John.
It came from Derriford, didn't it? That was the problem.
Yeah, we won a bloody Plymouth.
Yeah.
Coming down here. Anyway, we had to wait for that. That took a while. Late farmer Johnny had a horse torn one, and we know we get that down, but he couldn't get the wheels going in time. He said he could settle them and get it down there, but we couldn't get it there quick enough. That's not as fast as...
Yeah.
So anyway, last night... Similar situation.
You lost...
Player down for 3 hours on the pitch. We'd run out of pasties after half-time.
Yeah.
And we thought, this is no good, no pasties, so we'll... get the game replayed, and next time get in another pasties.
It's a bit of a health hazard, isn't it, really, I suppose?
Yeah, we've got another. What are the players going to eat after, and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
So, I come, they order more pasties, and we're going to replay the game, and we hopefully get the 3 points.
The third time. Anyway, you're just going to keep playing it until you win. You're just going to keep replaying it.
We're going to play that until we win. We can't be beaten by a plane, John.
Well,
anyway, open to go down, if we're honest, because I like football to be as regional as possible.
Yeah.
I don't want any of this national stuff. I want to get down. Because I don't know if you've heard, John. Let's put in the bloody price up on the bridge.
But yeah, I saw something about this.
What's
happening?
I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested.
I would have thought it would keep... You'd like it. It would keep people out.
It'll keep them out. But you pay on the way out, John. Not on the way in.
Oh.
They'll get in. They won't be able to get out.
Yeah, but then people can't leave. Win-win.
You don't know how the bridge works, John. You're a bloody bastard. Who am I speaking to here?
Yeah, but why would anybody want to leave?
Wow, exactly, John. We don't want people coming in and seeing how nice it is it? Anyway, so that's going to cost us an arm and a leg anyway. I can't believe you made that mistake about the bridge.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a bit of an amateur. And anyway, look, just very...
up my f***ing ass.
Oh, I didn't realise he'd gone. Anyway, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and Joan Cardigan. John Cardigan, John.
Yes, Ivor, furious.
He was furious, wasn't he? Now, listen, I've got a bit of news for you, John.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's something you may have forgotten. Okay, so in all the excitement of going back up, what do you think the best thing is? I know we get national football again.
Yeah.
And a step towards the Football League.
Slightly bigger
teams.
But
it being national football, John, and it being the whole country... What does that mean? We go back to the north, doesn't it? And what does that mean, John?
Trowel services.
Trowel, John.
The question is, though...
Back at Trowel.
Is it still even there?
Are they ready for us, John?
How have they got by this last
How have
year?
We done a whole season of podcasts without being able to talk about Trowel at all? Because, you know, it's the sort of staple thing, podcasts.
I bet they'll be delighted to know that we're going back.
Let's ring them. Tell them we're coming back. We're coming back. Let's ring them now.
Hello, and thank you for calling Moto Service at Trowel. Please listen and select from other options.
Okay, yeah, lovely.
Press 1 for our main offices.
Maybe.
Possible.
2 for the EDC restaurant.
Oh,
still there.
For WH Smith.
Smith.
Press 4 for Costa Coffee.
Oh, was that there before, John?
For Greg's.
Oh, Greg's.
He's
press
cool.
6 for Marks and Spencer's.
Oh.
Press 7 for Burger King.
Is he going through every shop?
Press 8 for Forecourt.
9 for the toilets.
Press 9 to speak to our on-call duty manager.
What do you want to do?
I think
main office?
0 to hear these options
again. I think
again.
The on-call duty manager, John.
Do you think?
I think so. Let's see if they're there. I didn't know that. I don't think they had an M&S before, John. That's exciting, isn't it?
Hello, Charles.
Can I
help?
Oh, hello. Yes. We've just had some good news, Anna. We're on our way to the north next year. Be this year actually. From about August onwards, we'll be up and back.
Okay.
Throughout the whole year, and we were just wondering, the EDC cafe and that sort of stuff, is that all still there? Because we use Trowel quite a lot, and we like to use the Trowel.
EDC we don't have EDC at all anymore.
Oh, right. Oh, what is it now?
We've got Costa, we've got Greg's, we've got Burger King.
Oh, so the EDC's gone, right.
It's actually phased out of the company now, so there's very rarely four EDCs around.
Right, okay, right. And so, but we'll have, would we have to book ahead for any of the stuff, or because obviously there's a few of us come up now and again, but we just stop off as usual at the normal services.
How many people are you looking, and when are you looking on coming up?
It'll be about 4 of us.
Yeah? And when was that?
It'll be between end of July, August to next April, end of next April. And it'll be probably every...
Yeah.
every other week sort of thing, so.
Yeah, that's fine. We've got plenty of units anyway that can help for you to get some food and drinks.
Good stuff. We just love trout. We just love trout. How long have you worked there? No, we just love trout so much, so we just always try and stop there.
Yeah.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Do you like it yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, then. Thanks very much for answering the call. I appreciate it.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
The IC, John. Very helpful as always, weren't they?
What a lovely lady.
See, she likes working. She's been there about a year.
Yeah.
Plenty of units for us.
What does that mean?
John, they've shut down the EDC. That is huge, Trout.
I was not ready for that. I turned myself off there because I thought I couldn't quite comprehend it.
This will be a light-hearted call to Trout. We'll find out the usual stuff.
Yeah. Big news.
No, we've shut down the EDC. That was the biggest news for me. Anyway, on the huge news that the EDC at the Trowel is no more, it's time for Talkie Corner.
I know you. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ing. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Champions. Ole, ole, ole.
Although I was really pleased, there didn't seem to be that much of that chant, which is not my favourite chant. Champions, John.
How did you? Because you were on a flight.
I was on a flight. Yeah, I wrote about it on.
It was a very nice sort
pod.
Of slightly drunken tweet.
It was
stream.
A bit drunk, yeah, but exciting, wasn't it? No, I was on a flight back from Cork. Went to Southern Ireland last week. Beautiful place, Skull. We went to. It was a very gorgeous place. We were there,
to Crossbones just over the water.
I was at Cork Airport.
Yes.
Waiting speedy boarding. More people in priority boarding than normal boarding, by the way. waiting to go, and I was listening to the old Mixler commentary, and then we scored right at the end of first half, towards the end. No, it was about 27
minutes
in.
Yeah,
it wasn't the end of the show, it was the end of the queue. Because we were about to get on the plane. We scored then, little celebration then. I thought, yes, we're on, we're going to be fine here, no problem. Got on the plane, and then, of course, silence.
Radio silence.
Did not know what was going on anywhere else. Not allowed on, no Wi-Fi on a little Ryanair plane, is there?
No.
Ryanair, of course, yellow and blue, John. Although the worst airline. The worst airline. Landed, had no idea, John. Whoa. Turned my phone on, no idea. They were still playing.
Yeah.
We'd made up time, they were still playing. I noticed we'd won, looked at the Woking score on Twitter, bang, you texted me, my mates texted me. The most muted celebration on a plane. Don't cause any drama on a plane.
No.
But, and then the rest, I was just high on it.
Yeah.
Rest of the evening.
It was such a weird feeling.
It was a weird feeling. And I think it was because, John, we had that massive high.
Yeah. Yes.
At Woking.
That was really the moment.
For me, that felt like that's it. Yes. Huge celebration.
Yeah,
Saturday was just like relief and a glow and a just thrill, just delighted, John. Just delighted.
It was lovely.
For this little club, this funny little club. And all the people who support it. Just five, six
years of continual just doom and gloom. And you think it couldn't get any worse and it kept getting worse.
And even the high points in those 6 years were staying up.
Yeah.
They weren't.
That's it, yeah.
They weren't winning anything. They were.
It was still 90% crap.
Oh, Gary Johnson, man. And the team, the whole team, that
team,
group of players.
Lovely.
Shows that some people are proper managers, some people aren't, you know.
The exciting news is obviously you're going Good Friday, chipping them away.
I'm going to have a few drinks, John. I never have a few drinks normally when I go to football. Woking where I did, I'm going to have a few drinks this Friday as well.
And then Easter Monday, John. Exciting.
Hungerford at home, excited, wasn't it? Now, as part of the sponsorship deal, I said, we get invited to a party, but that won't happen.
Yeah.
John, innit?
It's
We're both going to the game.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the bench with my family. You're slumming it in the pop
being
side.
A pop.
Right? Which I'd love to be in the pop side. I love being in the pop side anyway. Got a little email from Sharon Cox pinged through, John.
Commercial manager.
Will you join us after the match on Monday to receive your shirt? And I was like, we are going to this.
Yes.
Got in touch with you, didn't I, John? We've got a party to go to. Get your hat on. Yeah, so I'm assuming, John, we'll meet
Liam afterwards.
I'm assuming meet all the players. They'll all be there. My other thing, John, is I was talking to your friends, Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport, and they were saying, what if Gary Johnson leaves? Because obviously he's put himself in the shop window. He's brought huge success to a small team very quickly, 30 games in a 42-game season. He's won the league.
I think he sees it. He's been sold a project.
I think Gary Johnson loves the goal.
Shall I tell you, though, I have had communique this week from another Gary.
Oh.
Who, like, he's seen everything that's gone on.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think he's thinking? Maybe you know because you've had the communication.
The good news is he sent me, as you know, this is Gary Owers we're talking about, former manager. As you might remember from last season, he used to sing songs. Beginning of the season, last season. Anyway, he sent me another song, and it kind of sums up his feelings, really. I would say melancholy.
Okay.
Melancholy about the whole situation.
Okay, let's hear what he's got to say.
Regrets. I've had a few. Like when we lost at home to Hampton.
That was a low.
I did what I had to do. Despite the booze, as far as Gampton, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I coached them. My way.
Badly.
Yes, there were times.
F*** off, Gary.
I'm sure you knew. When I bit off more than I could chew.
That was just the lyrics.
But through it all, when there was doubt.
That's still just the lyrics.
You threw tea at me.
Coffee, it was coffee.
And I spat it out.
Ah.
I faced it all, and I stood tall, and coached them my way. But me,
that's more.
I've run my race.
A Christmas cure.
I've had me fill, my share of losing, and the stones I set in place for Gary's side that has been cruising. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way.
Just the lyrics there.
Oh no, not me. I coached them my way. Big finish now. For what is a manager?
A manager.
What does he need?
What does he need?
A fit Ace Hall or an unformed Jamie Reid?
Yes.
I'll say the things I think are right. Could have done with Janny or Jamie Sendles White.
Very nice.
But the record shows I took the blows.
Let me do the finish.
I coached them my way. God, he got good right at the end, didn't he? Yes, I coached them my way.
Get out of our club. He's gone. He's gone out of our club, John. We don't need him anymore.
He just wanted to point out
that he
had a hand to play in all of this.
He did nothing.
It was a long song, wasn't it?
Very long, John. I told you it was long. I warned you it was long.
Well, it's nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
Don't have a go at me.
The goals are going up, and now you're going to believe us. Champions, Gary Johnson's Yellow Army, champions. Whoa. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Yeah, we have got a few
letters. Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, we have. A new correspondent gets
what?
In touch. Cornish referee.
Ooh, Cornish ref.
I think it's like the secret footballer, the Cornish ref.
The Cornish ref. Hello there.
He says, good day, John and Charlie.
Good
on the ice,
day.
And indeed.
On the ice.
In the bay, as
on
we say.
On the ice. Martin Rice.
Martin Rice. This is what we've come up with, I think, as our...
Yes.
This is the retort.
I meant to bring
you
this
see
up,
a fellow
didn't we,
foff,
John?
Well, this is the perfect place to do it.
Yes.
You see a fellow foff. Matty Hayward said, with a slice.
He said it with a slice, but I think more Talk United-centric is, on the ice, Martin Rice. There we are. Only if you want to.
Good day, John and Charlie, says Cornish referee. On the ice, and indeed, in the bay, as we say over here in Perrin Pools.
In the bay. All right, that's like keep
calling. All right, in the bay.
All right, in the bay. I like that. In the bay.
This is just a quick note, so I've been listening for so long and wish to make contact with you.
John. It's a new correspondent.
No, it's just an odd choice of phrase. I'm
Remember
a referee.
How many people you've chased off?
No.
Carry on.
I'm a referee based in Cornwall.
All right.
Love the podcast.
Ah, cheers.
I'm looking forward to making contact again soon.
Oh, good.
On yours in lower league, non-league, semi-pro, Sunday league, and children's football, Cornish ref.
It's just to tell us, was it? That he liked the podcast.
Just wanted to make contact.
Hey, Cornish ref, on the ice to you. Thank you so much.
You're in the bay.
One in the bay. One step towards a foff number.
He's got a bit of work to do.
What, John?
But it's a step.
One letter, and that is three letters, and you're in.
It'd be three good letters, haven't they?
John, you're getting rid of Cornish ref.
No, I like Cornish ref. Lee Pettifer, has got a foff number. Couldn't tell you what foff,
John,
but he
will
has
find
got a
foff
number.
It's important. Hold on, please.
Hold on, corner.
Hold on, please, caller.
He doesn't have a foff number.
No?
Apparently not.
He must have.
I thought
one,
he did.
John. Have you got the list there?
Yeah.
Right, carry on. So, John, we've looked now for Lee Pettifer's foff number.
Yeah.
You say he's already got one.
Yeah.
We can't see that he's already got one. If he hasn't got one, let's give him one now.
Well, you can do, but then I've got to make a note of it. And then, oh God,
what number will he be?
Because there's already one that I've not written down.
Well, what's that? What's the one you haven't written down?
I don't know. Matthew Porterfold.
Oh, Chris Lintott.
I think it was Foff 20.
No, right, I've got it. Right. He's, so.
So Pettifer's 21?
No, Chris Lintott is Foff number 12.
Hey? No.
Yeah? No? Anyway, right. Oh, God, John.
Look, Lee, just hold that thought.
Lee, listen.
There will be one at some point. I've got to sort it out first.
Okay. And I think we should give one to Rachel Malloch as well.
No.
No. Oh,
no,
gosh.
Not
right.
For now.
Not for now.
We can't. No more. J-gunk. Not at the moment.
Rescinded. J-gunk. J-gunk. Okay.
Anyway,
carry
Lee
on.
Pettifer,
Lee, tell us his brilliant
letter.
Send us
letter. An email titled Bottle Job. He says, greetings, John and Charlie. Whilst catching
on
up
the ice.
On the ice, Lee. Whilst catching up on recent episodes on the drive to Oxfordshire and back, I could have sworn that I heard you talking about making a donation at the local sperm bank on a National League podcast. It was only on the second listen that I realised it was a wanking bottle job being predicted.
Woking, yeah,
job.
Okay. It was
very good.
A bit of blue, it was.
A bit of blue from Lee.
Lovely,
on the
Lee.
Ice, ticket bought for St Albans, says Lee. The champion's
on
parade.
On the ice, Lee. Do you think there'll be an open top bus, John?
I reckon so.
Yeah, I reckon they'll do that round Torquay. Yeah.
And finally, Rob Walker, Foff 2.
Foff 2, Bobby Walks.
Hi,
on the
Charlie
ice.
And John. Tranmere fan Rob Walker. He says, hi, Charlie and John. Just wanted to send my congratulations on Torquay United gaining promotion, especially as champions. Ever since I started listening to your podcast, I've looked out for Torquay's results and have a proper admiration
Job
for
done.
Them. Keep up the great work on the ice. Rob.
Rob Walker. On the ice, you, Rob.
You
Martin
never get a
Rice.
Bad letter from Rob Walker.
No, he's always good. And that's why he's Foff number two. If you do want to get in touch with us, do.
On the originals.
Do email us, John, on.
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Or natobspod on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can leave a 5-star review for us with a few little words on the iTunes store. If you would like to do that, that would be marvellous.
And you will be at Chippenham Friday. We'll both be
Chippenham
there Monday
Friday.
If you see us. A quick on the ice and leave it there.
Martin Rice. On the ice. On the ice. Martin Rice.
See ya.
Quite brief.
It's very quick.
On the ice.
Martin Rice.
Martin Rice.
Perfect.
Lovely,
that's all you need,
that's
isn't
all
it?
You need. At Nobs Pod.
Unless Martin Rice is there.
Hey, wonder if he will be there.
And then who knows?
Where's he now? Anyway,
Timmons or something like that. Anyway,
guy
yes,
in
anyway.
A boo-you. Let's not. That was Letters from a Listener.
You
go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
The National Obsession.
That's it for another week. Champions, that's a champion it. Special. So next week we're going to have autumn stuff from the party, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I'll try and get something from Chippenham.
Yeah.
We'll both be at Hungerford. That'll be lovely. And then the party afterwards. So it could be a little bonus. Do write to us at NatObsPod or
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Do get in touch. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. On the ice,
on
to
the
you.
Ice, Martin Rice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.